You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. So finally on the show today, you might remember that last week we brought you a story on Spotify and how they've been caught filling their playlists with fake artists. Well, this week, another music streaming service is under the spotlight, with the word on the street being that SoundCloud could be facing closure. To investigate this possibility and SoundCloud's situation, I filed this report. Following on from the Spotify fake artist story last week, this week another music streaming platform is under the spotlight, with questions around its survival coming to the fore. The word is music streaming platform SoundCloud is facing closure, having laid off 40% of its staff and reportedly having only enough funding left for 50 more days of operation. SoundCloud has been struggling financially for a while, having lost around $52 million in 2015, while its new subscription service SoundCloud Go has largely flopped. The company is denying it faces closure, with co-founder Alex Lejeune saying that rumours about a possible closure are just noise. In a statement, Lejeune stated the music you love on SoundCloud isn't going away, the music you shared or uploaded isn't going away, because SoundCloud isn't going away. There is speculation that Chicago rapper Chance the Rapper could be helping the platform survive. He tweeted last week that he was working on the SoundCloud thing. Well, the word is possible buyers are lining up, including Twitter and Spotify. The recent cases of both SoundCloud and Spotify has brought into question again the perilous state of music streaming and the ongoing issue around coming up with a model that is both financially viable and fair to artists. To assess the situation SoundCloud is in and place it within the wider music streaming context, I spoke to public address blogger Russell Brown. Do you think this is the end for SoundCloud?
We've been kind of looking at the end of SoundCloud for a few years now, and it manages to limp on. I think SoundCloud's problem is that in the last, say, 3 years, it's had to put all its energy into satisfying the major music owners and getting deals with Universal and the others, and trying to show that it's doing something about copyright infringement. And it's had to do that rather than improve its service. But the funny thing about SoundCloud is it's huge. It's nearly four times the size of Spotify in terms of actual users. 175 million people a month use SoundCloud, and yet it can't make any money.
And I guess putting the situation into the wider context within digital music distribution, we just haven't really got to the point where the financial model is quite right yet in terms of revenue and also paying artists fairly.
No, exactly. And SoundCloud has a particular problem. We tend to forget it's actually 10 years old. And it arose at a time when digital sales were still relevant. And increasingly, sales are just becoming irrelevant. It's all about streaming revenue. So SoundCloud's model of streaming a track that you might like, that you then, if it's available to buy, you might go and buy, it doesn't really apply anymore. So it's still a very useful promotional device, but music owners now expect any stream to deliver some speck of revenue, and that's what SoundCloud's struggling to do.
And clearly, aside from, I guess, Apple Music, most digital streamers are struggling financially. I mean, just last week it was found out that Spotify had been filling their playlist with fake artists, Tidal have problems, Pandora. It's a very tough market, isn't it?
It's an absolutely brutal market, and below that tier you've just named, you've got the likes of Deezer and a few others, and they're struggling as well. It's a very difficult market to make money in if you're operating the service. Things have started to turn around if you happen to own the music, and we've seen that in music industry revenues everywhere, including in New Zealand, that streaming revenue is starting to work, but it really only works if you own a lot of copyrights or if you're a very big artist. It's a difficult time.
Is there a perfect streaming model out there just waiting to be implemented, or is it more about trial and error at this stage?
Well, they're all pretty much the same, and they all cost pretty much the same. I think we've found, a benchmark at around $13 a month, or $15 a month, for all you can stream. In terms of models, New Zealand's own Baboom, originally conceived by Kim.com and then let go by him, and Mikey Tucker was running it last year, does something different to all the other streaming services in that it splits the revenue at the top, not the bottom. So, I mean, people imagine that, you know, say if you listen to, you know, say, Street Chant and the Phoenix Foundation and nothing but all month, a lot of people who have a Spotify premium account imagine that their money goes to those two artists. It doesn't. It goes into a big pot and then gets divvied up according to overall plays. So all your money is actually going to Justin Bieber, which suits those big artists and their big record companies very well. It's terrible for small artists.
If SoundCloud was to end, how bad would this be for smaller and independent artists?
If SoundCloud was to end, there's actually maybe even half a dozen services that are already trying to do what SoundCloud does. Things like Hear This, which is pretty much a SoundCloud knockoff, but has some quite nice features that SoundCloud hasn't been able to get around to developing. So there would be, I think the audience would gradually flow to one of those other services, but it would actually, it would leave a big hole. You know, there's so much music up there now. And it would, it would leave even the major music owners without a really important promotional vehicle. So it wouldn't be great. But, I mean, we've been looking at SoundCloud dying for a little while, and it seems to be able to keep going.
You think there's any chance that, I guess, it could be bought out by a bigger company?
I think that's its best hope, definitely.
Yeah.
But you've had Twitter look at it, you've had Spotify look at it. I guess Apple, which has lots and lots and lots of money, won't be interested because it has its own service. But I think even Google has looked at it. I think that's actually SoundCloud's best hope for sure, because it's struggling to make money with the model it's got. I mean, it's introduced SoundCloud Go, which is about the same price as all the other streaming services, but of course with a much smaller library. I mean, do you know anyone who has a SoundCloud Go subscription?
No.
Exactly. Because all you get is the ability to play the full versions of those major label preview tracks that are just the most pointless thing on SoundCloud. But, you know, they're like that because of the view that, you know, we're in the streaming era, streaming is revenue. So if you're going to stream a track, you have to pay us for it.
So I guess just finally then, if SoundCloud was to close, would you be sad about that?
I would be very sad, yes. I've got tracks up on SoundCloud, and I use it all the time. And apart from anything else, SoundCloud has a really good embeddable player. Like Spotify embeds, which are possible, are horrible. Bandcamp, you know, I use Bandcamp a lot, but their embeds aren't that great either. But SoundCloud actually has a really nice embeddable player, and I use it every week. I do a music post on my blog every Friday, and every Friday there are SoundCloud embeds in there. And I'd be really sad to lose that.
I guess that's the thing with SoundCloud. I mean, a lot of people use it as a sort of a record keeper of music, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's actually changed what music blogs are as well. Music journalism, you know, as expressed in music blogs now, is it's less like a magazine or a newspaper and more like a radio station, because you can actually present the music you're talking about. And that's been a really big and interesting shift. But if SoundCloud goes, it's going to be a whole lot of broken embeds in my blog.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.